What I think on, I meditate on. What I think on, I meditate on. My mind is crashing with wonderful thoughts and wonderful ideas all the time. Can never stop it and never want to stop it. But my mind is going 100 miles an hour with all the ideas that make life exciting and interesting. And truly, that's what makes life exciting and interesting. The ability to slow down my thinking and, well, not necessarily slow down my thinking, but to think about something very significant in my life that means something to me, then that's what I want to put my attention on. That's what I want to put my thoughts on. I want to think about something that is very important to me, something that's very exciting to me, something that I would say I'd like to meditate on. Now, what would I like to meditate on? Always we have the idea of health. That's an idea that we like to meditate on because we'd like better health. We'd like to have a better healthy body. We'd like to have every organ, action, function of our body operating at peak performance. We'd like to be operating in peak health at all the time. Now, isn't that exciting? Isn't that something that all of us would like to do? Truly, it is. We'd like to have our feet so that we don't even know they're there. We'd like to have our eyes and ears and nose and throat and stomach and all the organs and actions and functions of our body so that we don't even know they're there. We have no idea that they're at work in us. We have no idea that we have fingers. We have no ideas that we have a face. We have no ideas that the weather is warm or cold. We have no ideas that the food is delicious or not delicious. We have no idea. We are always living in the now, and we're always perfect. Now, that's a pretty exciting thing, isn't it? It's a pretty exciting thing to always be perfect. It's a pretty exciting thing to always be wonderful, to be happy, to be joyous, to be filled with peace and love. It's a pretty exciting thing, isn't it? But how often do we think about it? When you think of anything, it's usually because you have a pain there. It's usually because you have an awareness there, an irritation there, and your attention is brought to that, what you're thinking about. So you're thinking about your fingers, and your fingers are feeling like they're arthritic. Oh dear, how terrible that is. Your fingers are feeling like they're strained. You've been playing basketball or baseball and you have strained them, or you lifted them. You lifted some rocks that are too heavy while you were doing your gardening. You're doing all sorts of things that strain it. And the minute you feel the strain, you say, oops, strain, oops, pain, oops, lasting. And so it is. Is this what we want to experience? And we say no. So let's meditate on what we want to experience. We put the total thought into our thinking system of what we want to experience. We don't put the thought into our thinking system of the negative. We put the thought into our thinking system of the positive. Now, how do we put the thought into our thinking system of the positive? Well, whenever I think of my body, say for instance I lifted a rock that was a little heavier and I felt it all throughout my body. And instantly I said, oh, that's going to pain. Oh, that's going to hurt. Oh, that's going to... And it's not going to. It is right now. It is. We're putting that cause in motion. Our body is receiving that information from us that is what we want to experience. We want to experience those unhappy feelings. We want to experience those feelings that are not in divine right order for us. We want to put that cause in motion, and we are doing it very effectively and very beautifully, and we're doing it every day of our life. Now, to train ourselves to put a positive attitude every day of our life means that we have to really start thinking about what we're thinking about. And if we're thinking about a strain that we have from lifting the rock, then we're empowering that strain to be a reality in our life. Well, I already did it, you say. I've already lifted the rock. I've already got the pain. Yes, but we can put a new cause in motion. we can put a new direction in motion, and the new direction is just as simple as can be. For what we think about, we are. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Where else do you think? Where else do you think but in your heart, in your mind, in your soul? Now, what are we going to be thinking? What are we going to be thinking? We're going to think, I have a wonderful back. I have strong hands, strong fingers. I lift these things as though they were just light as a feather. I lift them properly. I've been told to bend my knees and squat down when I'm picking up something heavy so that I don't have the strain in the wrong places. Well, that's true and that's false. No matter what position I'm in when I pick something up, I pick it up because I can handle it, because it's comfortable, because I feel good about doing it, and I do it. Now, if I'm going to have all sorts of attitudes that are in my consciousness that say, if I pick it up in the wrong way, I will strain myself. If I pick it up in the right way, I won't strain myself. Well, let's just say, if I pick it up at all, I don't even notice it. I picked it up because I wanted to pick it up. I wanted to move it from one place to another. Now, I don't have to move it. If it's in the middle of the road, it might be frightful for cars coming by. Then I could just move it off the road, shove it off the road, push it off the road, put a rope around it, and take the car and pull it off the road. There's many ways we could handle it. But if I feel strong enough to move it, and inspirational enough to move it, just say, piece of cake. And I reach down and move it. Now you say, that isn't the way it works. That is the way it works. That is the way it works. We are mental beings. We are beings that work with consciousness. We are beings that work with the mind. We are beings that work with our thinking. Now, whether you like it or not, that's what we are. Whether we agree to that or not, that's what we are. Whether we apply that consciously, that we put a negative thought in motion, we get a negative response. If we consciously put a attitude in motion about anything that we do, then that is what we do. Now, older people oftentimes say, I'm poofed. I can't do all the work that I used to do. I can't do all the things I used to do. Well, that's because they're thinking they're pooped. They're thinking they can't do those things. They're naming it and claiming it. And when you name it and claim it, you got it. Now, if you feel a pain in your body and you acknowledge it, then you got it. If you have a pain in your body and you don't acknowledge it, you still got it because you're putting your attention on it. How do I put my attention squarely on what it is that I truly want to have all of the time? Well, I do that by thinking of what I truly want all of the time, what I truly am all of the time, and how I truly live, move, and have my being all of the time. How do I do that? How do I put those causes in motion for myself? How do I do that? Well, it's a retraining program. I retrain myself to think every time anything becomes aware to me, oh, wonderful, I have a back, oh, wonderful, I have a head, oh, wonderful, I have this, I have that, oh, wonderful. And when I call it good, I can be sure I will have good responses from it. When I call anything good, I will have a good feeling from it. I will have a good awareness from it. It is mine forever and ever. It's up to me how I'm going to live my life. It's up to me how I'm going to do the things that happen in my world. Whether I'm going to be positive or negative. Whether I'm going to say that I am all and capable of all, and anything and everything that I do is divine right order. I do everything in divine right order. I do everything in divine right order. I do everything in divine right order. And when I do everything in divine right order, what happens to me? What happens to me? Well, I'm in divine right order in every area. Now, when I think a thought about someone who is unhappy with me, and I empower that by my thinking about it, I put that divine right order of being unhappy. Oh, yes, that's just as much right order as you would call a positive thing. Because positive and negative don't exist. Positive and negative are desirable or undesirable. But positive and negative don't exist. It's all done by our thought, by whatever we're thinking about, and however we think it. What I think on and meditate on, I experience continuously. My meditation that I think so often is so glorious and so fantastic, I say meditate. Oh, what a lovely word, what a lovely idea to meditate, to quietly listen to the purity and the goodness within me. Oh, meditate. Yes, yes, yes. Meditate is no more wonderful a word than to think. Meditate is no more wonderful a word than my name. Meditate is glorious, but it is just an action. And whatever I meditate on, whatever I think on, whatever I give power to, I experience. So anytime any thought comes up in my mind that I do not want to give power to, I turn it to its positive aspect. I turn to its positive result. I lift the stone and I feel a crick in my back and I say, I'm holding perfect. I'm holding perfect. And then I stretch and I do other lovely things that show me that I'm holding perfect. I don't even feel it. I don't even feel anything. I feel these things because this is race consciousness, because it's what we have built into our thinking over the years, and we have empowered over the years. And because we have built it into our thinking and empowered it over the years, that's what we experience. And that's starting today, starting this moment, starting right this instant, I say, all is in divine order. All is in divine order. I am divine order. I am divine order. What do I think about? What do I meditate on? All is in divine order. All is wonderful. All is beautiful. All is whole and perfect. I am that I am. Yes, I am that I am. And because I am that I am, I experience all that I am in everything that I do. Join me in this wonderful realization, in this wonderful awakening of knowing that what I think on, I am. Have a lovely day and watch miracles seemingly come your way from the infinite. And they've been there all the time, just waiting for you and me to open our eyes to the fact that we are a miracle. And whatever I think on, I have. And so I think on good, beautiful, uplifting thoughts. And it is done. Thank you for spending these few minutes with me today. You will find great results as you let yourself know that what you think about today is what your life is going to be about all the time, forever and ever and ever and ever. I love you. I love you. I love you.